thing to stand on and drive and sharpen the end of them off a little bit. And when it's wet weather like this, you can put your post down just in a little while.
Just drive it?
Drive it down, yeah. Just take it and drive that straight down the ground.
Uh-huh. And you take the wire and nail it to each?
Every post on there. And where you're going to stretch to, you put an extra post and brace them posts with a bigger post down yonder. And then you'd hang on to that, stretch that wire good and tight and nail it there. And then nail the other post to it and have that one braced so it couldn't mm-hmm. move.
What kinds of animals do you have still? Do you have any animals now?
I don't have any at all. There's a few around the community. Now this boy lives across the road right here from me. He's got a couple of little horses over there. Ain't got a bit of use in the world for him. Ride them a little once in a while. Don't mean a thing. Never works them, never plows them or anything. There's a few boys around here and yonder got a mule that they plow their garden with, or a horse. They have for the little old patches, you know.
Uh-huh.
They're mighty handy for to have that away.
Did you used to ride much?
Oh, yes. I used to have lots of cattle and hogs back here in these swamps, and some good horses as ever you got on. And good dogs to bay hogs with. When you hit him bark, you know what he had. He was baying a bunch of hogs. You see, we marked the ears of them hogs.
Uh-huh.
Where you could, when there's little pigs, we'd drive them and put them in the pen, mark the ears, and everybody knowed everybody's mark. They had cut on them ears. And you get back then with your dog and your horse, and find them and drive them.
When the hogs are about half grown, what do you call them?
Well, most of that's called shoats.
Uh-huh. What size is the
shoat? When you take shoats, can be they all together are different size. It's all different kind, the different kind of stock that you've got, you know. Now some of their hogs, it would still be a shoat, would dress 100 pounds, they might mm-hmm. say. But what we got shoats here just after they're weaned pigs.
Mm-hmm.
These scrub hogs that they have like in the woods.
Mm-hmm. What do they call the hogs that grow up wild?
They're wild hogs. Just wild hogs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What about the skinny ones with the long nose, long snout?
A lot of these fellas call them piney wood rooters.
Are they good to eat?
Yeah. You take them fat, they're just as fine as you've ever seen.
What do you call the female hog?
The sows.
What if she's never had pigs and she's a...
It's a good meat hog, man.
What do you call her? Is she a sow?
Well, she just, lots of them, they kill them as them gilts before they bring in the pigs, you know.
Mm-hmm. What about the male? He's called a...
That's the bull of the woods, as they'll say it is. Yeah, that's them boars you have. If you've got a good bred boar, a good hog, well, you've got better pigs, you know, from your root sows. It helps a lot to keep a good hog.
Did the word boar sound all right to use when you were little?
Yeah.
It didn't sound like a vulgar word or anything?
No.
If you had a pig and you didn't want him to grow up to be a boar, what would you say you were going to do to him?
You'd change him, castrate him.
And then what's he called?
Call him a bar.
Okay. Would it make any difference whether you changed him after he was grown? Would he still be a bar?
A stag. After he gets grown and you change them, they call them stags. If they weren't too old, they were good hogs.
Are they fit to eat after this?
Let me tell you something. You take those woods hogs, and they get old, as males do, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the hide on them will get that thick.
About an inch thick?
Nearly an inch thick. I've seen them a half inch thick because they fight a lot, and they cut one another, and they just... Well, on the sides and all around their shoulders and everything. You know, one of the boys killed one down yonder in the swamp one day where we hunted that down there, and his teeth stuck out of his mouth that long. Mm-hmm. Anyhow,